Hello, my imaginary friends. It is the 11th of June, 2012. This is my audio blog. I'm not going to talk about the WWDC announcements. I've done a blog post on that over on nippernews.co.uk, talking about what the WWDC announcements mean for parents. So you can read that if you want. Now I'm going to talk instead about banks, and I think it's a great shame that people like Acrobat have accepted lower expectations of banks, the customer service that a bank should provide. I think it's a great shame. I really think that there's absolutely nothing wrong with me as a consumer expecting to be treated like the customer and expected to be given some customer service. I think that's perfectly reasonable for me to expect that. I know it means sometimes I'm going to be disappointed, and that means I'm going to come on here and do a rant, but that's fine, that's my prerogative to come on and do a rant. But I think just to give up and say, well, they're banks, so they're all going to be rubbish at customer service. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. Now, as the question about you get better customer service from an internet bank or from Kahoot. Rubbish. One of the main reasons why I left Kahoot was because of the poor customer service that they provided to me at the time.
Well, can I just say, though, it sounded like Rob was saying that Kahoot's not his main bank. I think that might explain it, because it was yours, and there were things that you needed them to do that Kahoot were just unable to do, because Kahoot were just, they're unique in the way that they're not linked with a high street bank, and there were just certain things that other internet banks, when you need things like that, like a banker's draft, for instance, I think that's the trouble we were having, wasn't it? You can just go to their parent company in the high street and get it done.
Well, that was the point that Rob made about First Direct, because they're a subsidiary of HSBC, was it, or whichever one it was. Yes, you can just go and treat their main high street bank and use those branches. Yeah. And Santander don't provide that with Kahoot, mm-hmm. which was their offshoot, yeah, when they were called Abbey. Yeah. They didn't do that. Rob said himself that if you want to pay money in to Kahoot, you have to go to the post office. You don't go to Santander. Mm-hmm. You go to a post office. But that's not a problem. The problem is if you want to get money out of Kahoot, if you need to get cash out of Kahoot, it's virtually impossible. It's a real mess. You have to arrange for it to be delivered to you by courier a certain number of days in advance. It's just not convenient. And so I'd much rather have a high street bank where I can just go down and I can, if I need to get out a medium-sized amount of cash in a short notice for an emergency, I can do so. You can't do that with Kahoot. I don't know whether you can do it with First Direct. But, you know,
well, First Direct I've heard are very good. Good friend of ours banks with First Direct and was always very happy with them. But, yeah, the other problem I had with Kahoot was that their customer service wasn't actually available 24/7. Something that I'm used to with Smile, who I think are very good, because they have all that. You can reach them. As an internet bank, you can still reach them 24/7, plus they're linked with the co-op, so you can go into a branch there. And Kahoot, I got very annoyed that when we had a problem on a Sunday, after a particular time, there was just no one available to speak to because their customer service was shut, which I thought was ridiculous.
And not even the website was available all the time. That was what I found really shocking. And I think it may well have been at the time when Abbey had just been taken over by Santander, and maybe they were consolidating their servers or their data centres or something. Mm-hmm. but they kept taking the internet bank offline.
Mm-hmm.
So for an internet bank to take the internet bank offline itself, I just got completely dissatisfied with that, and I just felt that I'm too vulnerable having an internet bank, especially one that's headquartered overseas. You know, are the British customers going to be the priority for a Spanish bank if that Spanish bank ever got into any problems? You know, we got caught up by, what were they called, IceSave?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember back in the day, the Icelandic crisis, and the IceSave, I can't remember what the parent company was called in Iceland. But they left their UK consumers high and dry, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'd rather go for a high street bank that's actually UK headquartered.
I think it was all coming together. There was IceSave, and then there was the general banking crisis, and then there was Abbey being taken over by Santander, and a lot of people were having problems with Kahoot at the time that... there were constantly stories in the news and on Money Saving Expert how Kahoot's website just wasn't working, the current account, just, it wasn't working again and again. So I think we just got a bit fed up with it in the end, didn't we? And also because we had some transactions going through, some unusual things happening. So I think we just didn't feel particularly safe and happy with them anymore. Hence the move back to Barclays. And Barclays, I have to say, I mean, when it works, they work fine.
They're the BT of the banking world.
Yeah, they really are, because the website is fine. I've never, ever had a problem with the website or anything that is supposed to be working. It just works. The only thing is, when something doesn't work as it should, then their customer service is woeful. That's what I've always found with them. But most of the time, they just work. It's just something, if you want something out of the ordinary, then yes, you get disappointed because their customer service just doesn't shape up. I think they're too big, they don't care. But yeah, otherwise it works. Yeah, just like BT, yeah. That's, yeah, good comparison.
Yeah, it's a sort of a strength in numbers thing. So yeah, you're not that important as an individual customer, but you are one of many customers who have got similar requirements, and so the thing that they're there, really, those things are there. And you know, I suppose the good thing about Barclays as a choice is that they don't separate out their internet banking and their high street banking as separate brands and things. It's all offered as one brand name.
Really? Well, I suppose it's not like having an internet offshoot, but Barclays, I mean, I don't know whether they're better now, but they were absolutely terrible about everything is separate, because I remember whenever we move, you can't just write to Barclays and tell them, right, I've got the following accounts with you, I've moved. No, you have to write to everyone separately. I thought that was a complete utter pain. And then just to find years later that the main address they have for you, they still didn't change. So I don't know whether they're doing that any better now. But that was always ridiculous.
Absolutely. I've got a question for Mac, actually.
That's not me, so ask your question.
Yeah, my question for Mac. You say you've been with Lloyds TSB since the beginning of time. Since before you were married. So I want to know, which one was it? Was it Lloyds or was it TSB? Because when you got married to Mary, you know, I can remember when Lloyds and TSB were separate banks. So I'm sure that when you got married to Mary, or when you first banked with them, that they were not one bank. They were two separate banks. So which one was it? I need to know. Toodle-boo.